Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, guess what? Kate got our Honing Your Channeling Live to download. Woohoo! We're so excited to be able to share this episode with you and walk you through the process of how we have helped ourselves and others step more into the ease of channeling. So, without further ado, if you love bad bitches, then that's your fucking problem. On with the podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. Oh, you know, stuff and things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
What about
God?
All right.
So,
is everyone ready?
Oh. Yeah. Let's do this. We want to do something a little bit different tonight. We want to do a little bit of like a kind of like what we do in our private guided adventures. We know that it's going to be people coming in and out, you know, all the things. So join in if you can. If someone joins, can
hey, you not hear me? Is, no, it's like on click, 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 click. Oh, it's better. I wonder if it was just you. It was holding it in a separate. Okay, you're good. You could still.
Yeah. Okay, if someone joins the live or is like, hey, what are we doing? And if you feel like informing them, go ahead and let them know. But like, it's not your responsibility to do so. We're just kind of going to go like we normally do. And we're going to ask the questions and whoever answers on the screen, we will try to like treat it like the comments in our private Zoom events. Okay. All right. I'm going to hand it over to Kate. Oh, by the way. We're working on honing your channeling. Okay, here's Kate.
Okay, guys. So what we're going to do to make sure that we are seeing the correct things, hearing the correct things, feeling the correct things, and it's not like trauma, bias, or agenda, and making sure that it's not like anything personal and that you're seeing and feeling it for what it is, we're going to do some clean offs and some healings to start off with. Okay, everybody ready? Cool. Spirit of Sin, the highest good, please infuse all of this with clarity. Spirit of Sin, the highest good, please activate Kate's baklava healing to all this, Kat's detangling of roots healing to all this, and Kate's sorting foam healing to all this.
We might have to go a little bit slower because the people that go to the guided adventures go faster.
Fuck.
You're fine. I'm just saying.
That's a good. Spirit of It's in the Highest Good, please activate my, as in your, house cleanse to all this. And my, as in your, team revamp sweep to all this. And then, Spirit of It's in the Highest Good, please remove all magic and mirages from all this. And remove all trauma, bias, and agenda from all of this. And my channeling. Please allow me to hear, see, feel, and speak the truth
for this topic.
This topic.
Please clean off my connection to source and connect me to my true divine source. Ow. Kick anyone out of my energy field that doesn't belong. And please allow me to access my spiritual abilities to their highest potency, but be conducive to my now human form. Where do you want to go for this one, Kate?
Well, I want people to get like a basic grasp of what or how they channel, right? So I'm going to do a couple of things. My favorite thing to do is I'm going to ask you guys, what does an ice cream cone look like?
And just describe it in the chat with as many words that you need to. If you were to tell Kate, if Kate was like, hey, I have to draw this ice cream cone. Hey, I have to explain an ice cream cone to somebody. How would you explain it?
Come fly with me. Let's fly. All right, then.
And remember, we're treating this like one of those guided adventures that we do. So putting your answers in the chat actually helps us a lot, and we can help you as well.
Okay. So Fancy Yancy said vanilla ice cream with a waffle cone, white fluff. That sounds like a knower and a feeler, Yancy. And why I say that is I don't want people's answers to change. I'm like, yeah.
Just do it.
Okay. All right. So.
Also, I want to interject. Just because this is what we're feeling or seeing by your description does not mean we are dubbing you a feeler, a seer, or a hearer. We've had that happen before, and we're like, no, we're just trying to help you get to the right answers.
So we're just literally trying to help you, because it does not matter to us if you are a feeler, seer, knower. It's helping you.
Instead of going through every little thing, we'll do it like this. Mm-hmm. So as a seer, how Kate, instead of hitting each individual comments, as a seer, Kate would describe an ice cream cone as?
An upside down triangle with like circles at the top. It just depends how many scoops you get.
What if it's soft serve?
What does that mean? Softer? That means it's softer?
It comes in that swirl pattern.
Oh. Then it would be swirly. And then the colors might be brown and pink and white. Yeah.
Okay. And as a hearer, how would you describe an ice cream cone?
Like
she's serious. Does it taste good? Is it cold? Is it hot? So the questions that I'm asking is more from a feeler perspective. The more adjectives, the better. It's cold. It is the crunchy cone. It's more like a waffle cone. I sometimes get sugar cone, but I prefer the waffle cone. I like the texture of it. Maybe the chocolate around it. And then it's going to be a cold and soft, but the kind of soft where you have to heat up a spoon to scoop it out. That's the more descriptive words you can get is indication of more of a feeler. And then someone who is more of a knower is going to be like, not just a triangle, but kind of more like what Yancy put at the beginning there, which is, it's a cone. What did she put exactly?
Let me go back to it.
And she said it was fluffy, which is a description word. Vanilla ice cream, which is, this is not just ice cream. This is specifically vanilla. And it's a waffle cone, white fluff. It's descriptive, but it's like not too descriptive. It's not too touchy-feely, and it's not just basic shapes. It is, here is the information. Have it.
Take it.
So based on that, everybody has the hearing, the seeing, the feeling, the knowing. Everybody has it. But what are you the strongest in? What do you use for yourself the most? It's kind of like you might be able to play guitar, but you might be the best drummer in the band. So what's your strength?
So I'll give you an example, guys. So it's like whenever you are playing something over in your head, do you see pictures in your head, or do you get the feelings and sensations of when you were at that concert, or do you just hear how that singer hit that one note just perfectly and it sounded like real good on your ears?
Usually, for my type of feeling, I don't feel like I would as if I'm immersed in a concert. I would feel the emotions of a person, a feeling. What is it stirring up for me? But we've discovered there's different types of feelers. There's different type of seers. There's different types of knowers. There's different types of hearers. Some people smell. Some people taste.
So it's really cool to, like, I don't know, maybe dig up a memory of when you were at a concert, or dig up a memory of when you played your first instrument. And it's like, are you smelling the instrument? Because I smell brass. I don't like it. I can taste it.
I can feel the ivory underneath my fingers of the piano. And I go to the emotion of, I don't fucking like homework, so I'm not going to do this anymore.
Okay, bye.
We've also discovered that some people, like recently, we discovered different types of feelers, as in shortwave feelers and long distance feelers. Long distance feelers feel emotions and kind of are like a hostess with the mostest. They feel the energy of things in between stuff. And shortwave feelers sometimes connect to the thing when they touch it. It's almost like the That's So Raven kind of thing. They touch it and then they're like, and then they can tune into it. What would you think a shortwave seer or longwave seer would be?
So it just depends on what you're seeing. So we actually encountered this the other day. So it would be what kind of view you're in, but it depends what kind of view you're in. You can see the feeling of what people are going through. You can see the color. I guess that would be like,
I would think wave. That long wave is colors,
yeah,
and shapes and depth layers.
And then, so I
and a short it. Wave seer would be a picture, like a
like a Polaroid, right?
Or like those red.
Oh.
Do you remember those? The viewfinders.
Yeah. Uh huh. Okay, so it's like that's pretty cool. So whenever you're seeing as a long wave seer, it's like you're really zoomed out and you see the kids going on the slide, and the slide is gray, but the kids look like they're smiling and stuff like that. Very like doing the things, but it's like, I'm not really looking for a color at this point in time. Like, I'm not looking for the emotions. If I were to, I could be like, all right, so let's go into the emotions, stuff like that. Like, what were they feeling at this time? Oh, yeah, that's very blue.
We also found that if you're going to work with another person, it helps a lot to work with someone who is like compatible or holds like the opposite format as you. Doesn't mean you have to, but it if Kate can see something, I can feel more details around it. If I can feel something, Kate can see the layers of it. And it really helps us to figure out the whole picture. And I've seen many people that we've worked with over the years that become friends, and they are like, I see this, I see this, I see this, I see this. And they kind of stay right here. And they don't go underneath. And it's not because they can't. It's that they're both looking at the same spot. Now, if you had a shortwave seer and a longwave seer, you could probably be pretty compatible. But it's just something that I've observed over the years where you kind of get stuck in a thing and you don't end up feeling or seeing all the information there. But Kate started out, I would say I started out more of a longwave feeler, and I have worked on my shortwave seeing.
Mm.
And what do you think you started out as?
Oh,
or my shortwave feeling?
It's definitely the long wave, because I had to change the colors of emotions. Be like, oh, that's processing. That's the color of processing and stuff like that. So that makes sense. And then also too, I will say that when people work with other people and they don't see the same thing or feel the same thing, they're automatically like, I'm not seeing the correct thing. I'm not feeling the correct thing. They're correct. It's weird. Instead of
that still happens to us.
Yes. So instead of being like, oh, this is the other side of the coin. Oh shit, this is the other side. Instead, it's like, I fucked up. It's my channeling.
We were working with someone the other day, they might even be in here right now, and working on trusting themselves. And we did some experiments where I activated a healing to myself, and they had to describe what they saw versus what Kate saw, and they saw different things. And I activated a healing to the bed, and they saw different things. So they automatically thought they were wrong. But one of them was seeing things come in, and one of them was seeing the things go out, but they were both seeing the whole puzzle if you put the two pieces together. But if you're just listening to people or watching people and you're like, I'm not getting the same thing, you're going to think that you're wrong.
And so,
oh, trauma gets in the way of it too.
Oh, hell yeah. So it's really important too that you see the whole picture and you make sure to zoom out, no matter what kind of channeler you are. Trauma, the answer will always be yes, always. Like, are they mad at me? Yes. Yes, they are. It's always, you know, the worst case scenario.
Or when I was stuck in that the twin flame community kind of situation where I had a significant other who I thought was who would just not answer texts and just leave short form, I would sit there for hours trying to feel out yeses and nos, and I didn't know how to clean my trauma off. So I would revert to really gunked up channeling in that, and then tarot readings from other people that weren't in my same situation that were reading generally, and I would just spiral. I would lose sense of self, and it was just basically not having my own channels and filters clean. Once I was able to clean my channels and filters, it was a lot easier to take a step back. And even if I got like a skewed answer that wasn't quite yes and quite no, I could zoom out and really assess the situation better.
Also too, it helps if you have someone that believes you. So I will say that my entire life I've grown up with non-chosen family and friends that would just automatically assume I'm lying for no reason, because they were liars. So if there are people usually that do the thing and they don't have a trauma with the thing, like, you just have to know them, then they're going to be like, everyone lies. So,
or everyone has a burner account, or or everyone cheats, or everyone has private conversations that they don't want shared on TikTok because everyone talks about everyone in the DMs. You can screenshot every single fucking one of my conversations, and I talk just like me. So not everybody does it, but there's very much a like everybody. It even backfired on me. I was so like, oh, everybody is kind-hearted. Everybody is honest. Everybody is genuine. That's not true either. Everybody, that's trauma. Best intention. That's trauma as well. And it seeps into the divination as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do another exercise for everyone?
So, what I was going to say with the, what was I just talking about? The trauma seeping in and stuff like that. It helps if you have someone that's like, oh no, yeah. I experienced that same thing too. So it's all about like finding your people that are going to lift you up, if that makes sense. That also has stuff to do with honing your channeling. So what you could do is like, I don't know, this is what I do with everything. It's like, what do I think? They said this, well, what do I think? It's almost like turning inwards. You really have to pay attention to yourself more.
Well, then do you want to talk about the counsel of self?
Oh, yeah.
To go into channeling?
Okay. So based on your trauma, your counsel of yous.
I'm going to take them in, and then they can listen while you explain it and look around and feel around. So everybody follow along with me and just say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please take me to my personal counsel of me's, of self. And then you're either going to see yourself go in or feel yourself go in. And then Kate's going to describe it a lot, as long as I didn't cut her off to a point where she forgot what she was fucking talking about, because that happens.
Hey guys, I think I was talking about gum. So, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so with the Council of Yous, based on your trauma is based on what they're going to look like. So analytical people, they might all have business suits. They might all be you. They might all be other people. Even though you said the Council of Me's, it might all be other people because you don't trust a fucking thing that you've ever said because of trauma. So whenever you go in there, I would suggest kicking anyone out that doesn't need to be, that's not there in your highest good. So spirit, if it's in my highest good, please kick anyone out of the Council of Me's that's not there in the highest good. I also recommend your own house cleanse and your own team revamp sweep. Okay. You see how there's like papers moving around and shuffling? So what is supposed to happen with this Council of Yous is it's supposed to be like, hey, I heard your work starts at 5 a.m. And this information is supposed to be input. And it's like goes up to the Council of Yous and they kind of look at it and they're like, I don't believe this. And then you react however.
Sometimes one council of you will go, I don't believe this. Another one will go, I don't think that's fair. Another one will go, okay, how many hours of sleep do we need to get in order to get to the five? And then you start looping on math. There's a lot that could happen. But with the I don't believe this,
it's like it's fucking hilarious, or at least I think, because like obviously as a seer I can see them be like, I don't believe this. Like fix it. And then I'll ask the questions or ask for clarification. When this happens, how do y'all react? Because looping is not conducive. So you would just, I guess you could just add like, what is something popular? Or you could just say my work starts at 5. And if your work actually starts at 5, say a different time. But say it out loud. My work day starts at 5 a.m. This is how mine went. No, it doesn't. Okay. I kind of want to see how y'all's reacted.
Mine just goes like this.
Mine were cranky old judges sitting around a conference table scowling at me before I cleared. Oh. Why were they judging you? And that's rude as fuck. I heard, I don't care. Does your work actually start at 5? Oh, they ignored you? So then you ignored the lies. Mine rolled their eyes like, we're done with your antics. Okay, whatever you say, Ansi. Feels very much like that. I gotta, nope. Look like everyone crowded around a computer. Oh, is this like your database of you?
Fact checking to see if that's correct.
Yes! This does not look this does not look like it. Help, error.
Warning, error. I don't know if they're talking about. They've never talked to us before, and all of a sudden, what are they talking about? Is this new information? I wasn't there when someone told them that it started at 5.
Funny.
So for people who need a little bit more of a visual context and aren't seeing it, they're kind of feeling the things, it's going to be a little bit similar to the cartoon movie Inside Out. So it's not just your emotions, but it's like the version of you that processes the information. So it's the computer, it's the system, and they're all you.
And also you can integrate it into your system as well. Like if it's completely cut off and disconnected and not talking to the rest of you, then put it back to balance divine working order.
Also, I think because there are people in here that said that their team or their council of them was kind of fed up with them, and then there's some that don't listen to them, there's some that just ignore them. Try copying and pasting the healing that you've done for yourself, the clarity that you've gotten for yourself, like how you've seeing your parents, seeing your employers or your fellow employees or your employees, you know, however it goes, how you've seen people and you understand them, copy and paste that to your council of me's conducive to what they need. So spirit, if it's in my highest good, please copy and paste all the healings and workings I've done for myself with clarity and understanding to the council of me's conducive to what they need.
Very nice. Speed it up. Did you speed it up, Yancey? Okay. So now, like, bring yourself back from the council of views. You can either say it or do it. So, like, please disconnect me. Anchor me back into my correct dimensional form.
Bring me back to my current vessel.
I yawned and ooh.
Now, your council of yous is not your spirit team. That's in a completely different sector. It helps you with your channeling as well. You also have, even though Kate is not a feeler, she has feelers on her body, on her energy body. Even though I'm not a seer, I have eyes on my feelers. They're just not used in the same way. We kind of like, I have my eyes closed. She has her feelers, not feeling. It's just what we prefer. We'd rather be super enhanced in one and with the one that we're really comfortable with than feel discomfort in a bunch of different stuff.
It's the good.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's literally a council of you. It's you. And what you think of the things and what you feel of the things, just you.
Like it can be little girl you or teenager you or future you. It could be past life you. It could be a spirit guide version of you, or they could all look like you do now. If you feel like for some people, the counsel of them is going to be very, very comfortable because they've learned that they can only listen to themselves. Everybody else has fucked them over. And for some people, it's not going to look like them at all, even though it is them, like Kate was saying, because they've been told that they're wrong their whole life and they can't trust themselves. So they've kind of like, it's almost like holding up a paper mask and it looks like somebody else. But you're the one who put them in that. So what we're trying to do is help you clean that out so that your connection to self is stronger, which will help your channeling better.
So. Whenever you do, so spirit team is other people, other versions of you, other version, or actually it can be now you too. I've seen that. And it's just different concepts of you, like different fragments of you, different timelines of you, or other people. That makes sense.
Usually it's close. The people that you consider close that you give the spirit team, not the council, the people that you, if you got in a fight with somebody and you texted your best friend, they're probably on your spirit team. But sometimes we put people on our spirit team, like we trust our third grade science teacher. And then all of a sudden, they're on our team and we're still getting advice from them, even though it's not conducive to our now form. Or we always listen to our, you know, brother, but we don't agree with his politics and stuff anymore, yet he's still here on our spirit team. Like sometimes it's like that, and you just kind of have to adjust that as well. And that gets in the way of the channeling too. I kind of want to go ahead, just because we moved to that topic, walk them through, either you or me, I don't care, of like, removing the people that we appointed to our team that are no longer like for us, deprivating people.
Okay. So let's all go up to our spirit guide / spirit team dwelling. Y'all ready for that? So what this is your spirit guides and spirit team are all right here. And they're actually in a dimension that I like to call the dwelling. And it looks like the house from Encanto.
It reminds me of Real World from MTV.
Oh my God. It's great. So it's gonna look however you want it to look. So let's go up there. Spirit of Zamasgid, please take me to my spirit guide / spirit team dwelling.
Now, this is going to be different than anybody who's like, you need to remove those spirit guides from your team, because if they're meant for you, they're supposed to be there for you, and you should be the only one appointing or removing anybody. Nobody should be doing it for you. Personal opinion. There's not rules. You do what you want. You might have to undo some shit, though. I'm just saying. I feel like when we do this stuff, we guide people on how to do it. That's just what we prefer. We ain't gonna touch your shit. You know what I'm saying?
So the first thing I recommend is obviously activating divine shielding, guardians, bouncers, and protections to this entire realm / dimension. Update and upgrade your bouncers list. Some people are going to need a complete overhaul of it. So you can say, activate the complete overhaul of my bouncers list.
I also want to point out how many people spend years of their life trying to connect to their spirit team with water and candles and meditations, and you literally could just say, take me to my spirit team's dwelling, and you're there. I just, you know, real quick, just want to maybe point that out.
You heard to remove your family from your board of directors? Then fucking do that, because not sure why they're there.
There is a boardroom too. That's another pocket dimension, but it could be part of your spirit dwelling. It could be a connected room.
All right. So when you are walking around, oh wait, so we did the kick anyone out of here. Spirit of Snasco, good. Please kick anyone out of here that is not here in my highest good or is not supposed to be here. A plant left. Okay, thank you. Oh, please activate the intense energy vampire cleanse to this entire realm.
Yancy, I didn't say you couldn't use candles to connect to them. I said you could do it this way, and it's fast. So you can take your no judgment and put it right back on you.
No judgment. LOL. Jika.
I can talk to Yancy like that. We're friends. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. So now, what does your spirit guide / spirit team dwelling look like? Are you going to go down the hallways? Is it a bunch of fucking hallways?
I always stay in the main room, and it's really weird because it's very two-dimensional drawing, which is so not me, but it is. It's like if you were to draw a picture, it looks like a square or whatever, and it's got the doors to their individual rooms, and they come out to talk to me. It's almost like the Simpsons living room, even though Simpsons isn't like really my jam. But it's not exactly, but it's very like just drawn, and it's so weird. It always is.
That must be like the most conducive to talk to you then.
It's very simplistic in nature. And I think their rooms are very, very complex, but I don't go in their spaces. We just go to the meeting room, and it's just like a table with some flowers on it and some books and some art in some regular frames. And it's just like there. And it's like they come out and they're like, hello, Kat. And I'm like, hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
But I don't normally come up here to talk to them. I usually just go like this, talk to them.
Samesies, it's been a long time. So there's like a circular rug in the middle of mine with a phone. That makes sense. Just in case. We don't ever use it though. Why not?
I think you put phones in everybody's dwellings if it was allowed. Well, anybody that you had a session with, they have a phone in theirs.
They said, just in case, I've never used it. That makes sense. Why would I? And then there's like hallways branching off of my main living room where they can just be like, and they can just go back. And then they...
Like, I just picture them like shaving their face and just like,
yes,
just with input.
All right, then. That's fucking great. Some people's looks like the Monsters, Inc. doors. The doors on the Monsters, Inc.
Okay, let's clean it up. We already did a lot of cleanup, but let's, anybody who kind of like blow the, I'm getting blow the wee whistle to line up all the ones that belong, that know the sound of the whistle, that can hear the sound of the whistle, that are meant for your right now moment. So grab, there's like five or six whistles. Grab the one that's for your right now moment that, and blow that, because those are the ones that should come front and center. That's what she said. And anybody who didn't, it doesn't mean that they're not necessarily on your team. It just means, why are they here? They're not for your right now moment. Are some of them for future? Blow the future whistle. See if... Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody's looks pretty good here. Yeah, you can actually...
The ones that weren't there, the ones that didn't line up and are front and center, you can go ahead and just kind of point to the exit. Thank you for your time. Or like there's a thing, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen it on TikTok where you pop the balloon, like you're not interested. Thank you for your time. You can go. You are, thank you for your service. Thank you for, you can go, you can go. I don't, nope. Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. See ya. Goodbye. See ya.
It's really fucking funny.
And they're going to whatever dimension realm they belong in. They're merging back in with their correct dimensional form. You're not doing anything. You're just like, these are the ones that are meant for me right now. And these are the ones that are meant for what I'm working on for my future. Some of you are going to have some that are like for if you're working on childhood stuff, but that should still be for the now, even if it's past.
Okay, some of y'all need to speed that up. I don't really know why. Did y'all have a bunch come
forward? Yeah, they had a bunch.
Okay. Say spirit of science, please speed this up. Okay. All right.
There should be a rotating thing where they rotate out based off of, because you have hundreds of thousands of guides, and they should rotate out based on what you're working on currently. So do we need to upgrade the rotating thing or
gear? So if y'all want, y'all can be like, hey guides or team, how do y'all rotate out? Mine look like gears. So I'm going to.
Mine looks like a cuckoo clock.
Please update and upgrade the gears.
Oh, now mine teleported. That's not as cute.
Mine's more like an engine. They explode. Okay, yep. Of course they do. Yes, yes! Like, all right, that's great. Do that up, I guess. A dim sum table? A lazy Susan? No.
Whom the hell, when you're done with yours, you spin the Susan and it just goes, whee!
They love it! They're having so much fun! An escalator, carnival ride, the zipper. Okay, Yancy!
Robin said, I just got OMG, I just got dizzy, LOL. Merge in with that version of you, Robin. There you go. Exchange you information and calibrate. And then disconnect.
Are you on the zipper?
She was. A form of her was. That's helping her with her now stuff. Now you notice that Kate's getting a little bit like tired up here. And that's another thing. Our energy, our three-dimensional energy, even though we can take our consciousness up there and we can call our guides down to us, they're on different elevator floors and their batteries will drain. So if you go up here too long, your battery will drain and you'll start to fall asleep. Same thing. If you call them down to you, your battery will drain and you'll start to fall asleep. So some of the things that Kate has discovered, let's get out of here, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so come back to your now and disconnect. Anchor back into your correct dimensional form.
And it's not an evil thing. It's just literally pulling your battery and, or, you know, them pulling yours or you pulling theirs. And it's just what it is. So what Kate and I have discovered, what really works for her when she's doing her spirit guide readings is she calls them and she stays here and stays there. But she does that so she can have more of an interview style and like talk to them. But if we're working on our own stuff, we literally just go like this. Or if she's talking to herself, you'll see her turn this way and up. If I'm talking to my stuff, I go straight up. If I'm talking to someone like a client on the phone, it's like I'm talking straight ahead and up.
Fucking awesome. So like spirit guide readings used to take me about 3 days because I would call them down and then they would have no energy to use.
This is when she was charging $40. It would take her 3 days. Sorry. Okay. Bye.
Bye. So weird. It was great. So that's why you either need to call them or talk to them. However is conducive to you to talk.
You can call them down and you can go up there. There aren't any rules. It's just a basic concept of it, of why that kind of thing might happen. Ben, when he first moved here, he would call his ancestors and spirit team in and get in a little closet with his like stuff and fall asleep every fucking time. And then Kate was like, why are there a bunch of people in your closet? What is going on? And I was like, you need to talk to Ben about that. And she's like, they're just crammed in there. Like, what's going on?
They're just waiting and they're just all looking at the altar. They're just like, just waiting. Fucking hilarious. Oh my God. So,
well, people told him to. He had to learn his spirituality through like TikTok and everything because he had a very Catholic background. So people were saying to call in your ancestors and put out the stuff for the altar. So he was doing what he wanted to do to connect, but he wasn't disconnecting. He wasn't sending back. He wasn't whatever. And I was trying to mind my own damn business, you know, but Kate was like, your closet's full of people and I don't... They're just standing there.
They're waiting. What are they waiting on, Ben?
He also would call them in and not really ask them anything. That's another... I'm going to get off the subject of Ben because he doesn't do that anymore. Meditate.
Yes, Ben, we are talking about you. He would just meditate, whatever that meant.
Fall asleep.
Because TikTok told him to. Oh my God. So... you could send everything back if y'all want. Spirit's not as good. Send everything back to its correct dimension/realm. That is not in my highest good.
Right, but we all learned a lot of stuff on TikTok, right? I mean, we did. We learned a lot. Yeah. We had to figure some shit out, man. All of us. I've got videos from 2020. It'll pop up on the on this day and I'll be like, I'm not sharing that one. Okay, bye.
Speaking of spirit guides, this was my first spirit guide candle. And this is how far I got before I was like, I'm already talking to them. So they were like, you have to burn it. You have to put your intention in a candle. I think I read it in one of my books. And yeah.
My first, so Kate and I met through a session and I was talking with her and she had something that no client or person that I talked to ever had before, ever. She had this little guy and she had this little guy in a little chair. And for some reason I could see this little guy, but not see it, feel it. And I was like, is the chair a throne? And she is just like, it's a chair because she's a seer. So she doesn't put a lot of adjectives to it. So she was like, oh yeah, it is a throne. And he's got this cup and I was like, is it the Holy Grail? And she's like, hey, Joseph, is that the Holy... Yep, it's the Holy Grail. whatever, because she doesn't, you know, she didn't care about that kind of thing. And so, like, she would talk to Joseph, and she would talk to me, and then I would talk to Joseph, and I was like, oh, that guy is from a past life that I share. I am part of the Lady of the Lake. So I went in and I chit-chatted with him. I sent my Lady of the Lake's form of me to chit-chat with him. It was a really interesting session. And I was talking about the session on TikTok, like, later, the next day or whatever, and I was talking about it, and Kate goes, everybody doesn't have that. Everybody doesn't have, like, a little guy in a little show. I was like, no. No.
It's fucking great because no one else believed me either. It was awesome.
But I believed her because I interacted and I talked. But it was just like, no. And it's kind of like, oh, that's probably why, like, thought it was weird.
It's Joseph. Everybody has these.
And then when we started working together, Joseph was our main motherfucking guy. And we'd ask him stuff. Oh my God, guys, we would try to go look at, like, the Battle of Revelations. And Joseph was just kind of like, I don't know what that means. Because we were using very human, like, terminology. Like, I came from church background, Kate did too, but she thought it was just fairy tales. Like, I was immersed in, like, yes, this religion or whatever, and we had to figure out a lot of stuff. And that's another reason why we figured out that you can't just say, hey, show me the most impactful point I can heal about my cliff, like, what is that called, cleft palate, because your team will be like, what are you talking about? They speak their language from their dimension and their time, and so you have to speak very basic stuff for your channeling. And just like, why do I have this right here on my lip,
splitty lip?
And they'll be like, oh yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. But we definitely spent hours looking at stuff that was, they were just like, and us, at least me, I guess I can't speak for you, Kate, but they would be like, I can't answer that. And I'd be like, I'm not allowed to know that yet.
Oh, God.
I got it. I need to learn more. I've got more lessons to learn. And it would be like, no, we just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I could see their faces. So to me, it was like we can't answer that. So it's like, all right.
And then Kate would describe their faces in very Kate Sear tone. And I would be like, they hate me. They fucking, these guys are laughing at me. They hate me. And she'd be like, what are you talking about? No, they don't. Like,
I fucking love you. It's great.
It was good times. Okay. So yes. Channeling stuff.
Honing your channeling.
Let's do it
again.
Yeah. We've got like 10 more minutes. So.
It's, yeah. Like, can you imagine if she would have been another person that was like, all right, fucking weirdo.
Okay, so someone tagged me in a video, and they might be in here too, so I'm just going to say that I saw the tag, but it was like, Cat in Boots inviting you to this conversation, and I was like, okay, so let me watch. And the person was like, there's going to be a black hole that encompasses the earth, and I channeled this, and it's going to be, and I was like, bitch, where? What are you talking? Like, I couldn't be rude. I mean, I could, but I'm not gonna. And I was just kind of like, in my head, I was like, thank you for the invite. But no, they're talking about stuff that they were talking about still back in 2015 and probably before that. It's the same conversation of consciousness arising at this thing. But that was another thing I learned personally was I thought that other people knew more than me. And a lot of us do. A lot of us think that these people that are out here know more than us. But if it doesn't make sense to you or click, right? Like, if it's not in your language, if it's not, then it might not be correct. Now, you can have a feeling of knowing that something is correct or seeing that it's correct and not quite understanding it yet or comprehending it. But when you look at something and it's just a big ball of fear, cloud, whatever, or feel it, and someone's like, you need to, and you're like, they know so much more than me. Yes, that's what's going to happen. You give a lot of your channeling away, your energy away, your power away. And so what we're big on is helping people connect back to themselves and their team, and understanding, like, if the same thing with channeling, if your glass gets dirty, if your channeling gets dirty, you might not want to drink out of that glass. Maybe you should wash it first before you channel with that glass, you know? Okay, sorry, I went on a tangent.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know. To me, it's like the no solution thing too. Like this is gonna happen. It's gonna be swallowed by a black hole.
There's no advice.
But spread awareness.
They always say spread awareness instead of giving any tangible advice. Any tangible advice. And again, like I said earlier, jokingly, and I offended Yancey, when I was like, you don't need all these different tools. You don't need it. If you want them and it works for you and it feels good and it helps you connect, abso-fucking-lutely, use what works for you. But it's pretty simple. You can just ask. You can just ask to see it. Now, there's been times when we've been live and someone was talking about global warming and Kate and I were like, we don't see it. We don't feel it. We don't know what anybody is talking about. Those words, like, we look at it, past, present, future, we don't know what they're talking about. But when we took the whole group to look at what people perceive as or know it as global warming, then we went somewhere. And then we were able to do the weird shit to help with it. So it wasn't that it was like wrong. It's just these words, this trauma, this stuff will fuck you up.
That's why it's important to trust yourself and be like, all right, what do I think about this? What do the Council of Me's think about this? What do my guides think about this? What do you think about it? Yeah. So it's kind of going back to what Kat said, thinking people know more than you.
People would write me when I was first gaining any kind of like whatever on TikTok, and they'd be like, I have a mission for you, Kat. And I went from church to the gross spirituality. And so I was like, a mission? You want to go on puzzle solving mission with me? What mission do you have? Well, it was from the Council of blah, 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 blah. And it's Arcturian, Palladian, blah, 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 from the seventh light. And you need to go into and save. And I was like, you're not using any references that feel like me. If it was something that was for me, it would have a hip hop song reference in it, or it would be a reference from a movie, something that my team would talk to me in. Kate and I have different music tastes in a lot of ways, but we know we're on the right track when we both get the exact same song and we're like hyping each other up. It is very much something that we have made with our team that lets us know this is the right direction. And we don't need it as much anymore. But we still really fucking enjoy it.
So. It's really fun. So why not? All right. I think, yeah. Do we want to do like closing statements or?
Yeah. Closing statements help a lot. Maybe one little, like, everybody can shoot a question and grab one question that feels good. And then we'll close it up.
Y'all want to do like a little questionnaire thingy? We'll shoot your question out.
It takes a while to type.
What's your favorite color?
Don't choose that question. Yancey, something about channeling.
I did not see.
Well, you could have answered it by now.
It depends.
I don't think your colors have a name. Your favorite colors don't really have a name, do they, Kate?
No. They're so pretty.
Yeah, they're the ones that you can't really describe.
Yes. They're right here if anybody's interested. Okay, bye. ASL?
Oh my god.
Can you block yourself from channeling? Yes, that's trauma. Trauma, bias, and agenda, actually. Trauma is whenever you get yes, yes, yes for everything, no, no, no for everything. It doesn't matter what you ask. It's always always going to be the worst thing. And bias is whenever you're like, women do nothing wrong. It's men's always fault.
I read a lot about this topic.
Yes.
And this is what I know to be true. And it's like from somebody else. That's bias. I've heard my whole life that this is going to happen. That's bias. You have to take it out to see the truth.
And then agenda is whenever you're like,
I want it to be this way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an agenda that's like church, I guess. It's, you know, it's like, oh my God, I see Jesus. It's like, I don't see Jesus here. It's really weird. Why would Jesus be at the pool when I was at 3 years old? That's really strange. So yeah, just stuff like that. That's what blocks your channeling. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything? Yeah.
We found that zooming out and then again removing bias, agenda, asking to hear, see, feel, and speak the truth. Kate started adding that one. I really like that one, but some people got to be very specific with that one, or because, you know, some people survive on lies. They like it. And you don't want to take that away from yourself if that's how you roll. So she does speak the truth for all the time, but like during the guided adventures or during this, we do speak the truth on this topic or in this guided adventure, and you still don't have to say it. But for your own channeling, recommended. And then cleaning off your connection to source, connecting it to your true divine source, because that's kind of like an Ethernet, and it gets dusty with everybody else's opinions of what's right and wrong and what's the spiritual practice of things and stuff. And it can damage your bandwidth of channeling. Keeping the council of you cleaned up, you don't have to go in there every time. You can just send your house cleanse or your team revamp sweep to them or upgrade them conducive to your now form. Or you can do that with your spirit team as well. Just continue maintenance on yourself. It doesn't have to be an everyday practice. It can be an everyday practice. You heal and learn new things every day. And also, you could scroll on TikTok and that video, whatever you watch, can sway your entire perspective of something. And you could disconnect from yourself. I disconnected from myself the other day, and I had a lot of trauma about posting anything because I saw a bunch of people shitting on spiritual talk. And I was like, fuck. And it'll get in your way, not just channeling, but like doing. Okay, closing.
All right, y'all. So this is on either Kat's page or my page, and we're just going to go through it. Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please activate the close-up/sign-offs to all of this, the calibration healings to all this, the alignment healings to all this, the merging healings to all this, the timeline healing solve this. The timeline sew up healing solve this. Please close the book on all dead timelines and all dead versions of me. Please activate the burnout healing solve this. The blowout healing solve this. What?
We can hear you.
Oh. Okay, the blowout healing, it was verifying that I was still live.
Oh, it does that after an hour.
Oh, okay.
It's new to me. So.
All right, then. The sensory overload healings to all of this, and the brain aneurysm healings to all this, the ripple healings to all this, and speed all this up. Please copy and paste all of this to all forms and versions of me that need it. Throughout time, space, spaces in between, all dimensions and forms, up, down, left, right, side to side, front to back, conducive to what they each need, to the residual, the thing down, flip it, and reverse it in all four quadrants. Speed that up. Please safety wire all of this down conducive. Please undo anything and everything that was done here that was not done in my Hyskid or that was not supposed to be done.
So just letting you know that that basic, well, I say basic, but it's a lot of words. Those words, the reason we choose the words that we choose, and ours are both slightly different, is so that it makes sense and very much describes what we're doing, because we don't want anybody to just blindly follow along. We're not asking, we're not giving a prayer, we are giving command points. It's codes, and we're telling it what to do. We're telling it directly. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. We're telling it exactly what we want it to do, how we want it done, and why we want it done. That verbiage has elongated over the years, because we've discovered a lot of stuff over the years. And we've also are very big on, one, whatever we do for our now self, we want it for every past life version of us. We want all of all versions of us. We want us, because if versions of us in the past are where we're at now, that's raising the consciousness. That's an actual wave of, like, if everybody already knows and has empathy and awareness, then they can know it better now. You know what I'm saying? And then we align it and we bring it back and we make sure that all the timelines are merged. So when you hear people talk about, oh, we've had a timeline jump, bitch, we timeline jump fucking 300 fucking times a day. I don't know what you're talking about. You can timeline jump right now. We could do the closing statements again and you'd feel something. Stop. Anyway, this was fun. Thanks for joining us. I do want to let you know, this was not an advertisement, but I am letting you know we have changed our guided adventures that we do privately, which you don't have to be camera on or mic on, but it's like this. We talk to you in the comments and we help you through the things and we tune in. And we changed that to Wednesday evenings, and we co-host every Friday, but Kate does one Wednesday evening a month that she co-hosts as well. It was on Thursdays, it moved to Wednesdays, and that information is on both of our pages. If you ever want to come to one of those, great. And if not, we do these too. We do these lives and we put them out on our podcast the next week. Okay.
Love y'all.
I think I said all the things. Love you. Bye, guys. Disconnect.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.